Welcome to the Tennis Lifestyle Podcast. I'm Gianluca Sola, your host. Today I speak to my friend Yari Bernardo. It's a very quick chat. He's in Paris. He's at the French Open with Marcelo Arevalo, who he coaches. We just have a quick chat about the conditions there, who he's seen play, just what they're up to and their typical day. It's a little bit of an insight to what's going on in this very unique French Open 2020. So I hope you enjoy. Ciao, ciao. Hello, Yari.
Hi, Gianluca. How are you, Gianluca?
Fine, thank you. Fine. And thanks for coming back on the podcast, Yari. It's nice to speak to you again.
Always a pleasure.
You to get some time off there. I'm sure you are very busy. Just before we proceed, I just want to tell the listeners, Yari Bernardo, I interviewed Yari a few episodes ago. You can find the episode on my podcast. He's a school friend of mine many years ago and has had many tennis experiences, amazing ones. And right now he is in Paris at the French Open, and he is coaching Marcelo Arevalo, who is a doubles player. Tell me, Yari, when did you arrive in Paris?
We arrived last Thursday on the day 24th, and we had to do the first COVID test, and we stayed 24 hours quarantine in the room without getting out. We were not allowed to get out. So after the first negative test, we were allowed to go out to start practicing. And after 24 hours, the second test. And here we are. Today we did the third test. So here we
are. But how many tests must you do? Is it every 3 days or?
The first two tests within 24 hours, and then each 5 days.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. That's the rule here.
I'm looking on TV and on the internet. Do all the players have to stay in the same hotel?
Yes. We have two official hotels.
Okay.
So few players are in a hotel and other players in the other one. But yes, there are only two official hotels for the transportation and everything. Yes.
And do you have to, if you're a player, are you allowed to bring as many people as you want, or is there like a limit, one or two people?
No. We have a limit. We have a limit for single players are two people. You can bring two people, and for doubles player, you can bring only one of the team.
Oh, okay. So very, very little. And it doesn't matter who you are. You have to stay in the hotel, and you are only limited to that number of people.
Yes, right. Ah. We cannot go out. We are not allowed to go to the city. We are not allowed to go out. Just hotel, courts, a stadium, and that's all.
Okay, yes. So basically the two hotels is a mega concentration of everybody in tennis.
Exactly, yes. We are like this during these days, yes.
Okay. That's interesting. And you are staying in with Marcelo, obviously. Yeah.
With Marcelo, yes. Yeah, we stay in the same hotel, yes.
Ah, but congratulations. I see they won very well the first match, so that's good.
Thank you, Gianluca. It was a good match yesterday. Very solid from Marcelo and Johnny. Johnny Omar is the Marcelo doubles partner since almost 2 years. They did a good job, really, really solid, as I said. And we're looking forward for the second round tomorrow.
Yes. Tell me, what is your typical day? Do you wake up, have breakfast, go practice? I'm sure there's not much you can do.
Oh, yes, it depends. It depends in here. Of course, it's not that easy to get a long practice. So we are managing our schedule depending on the time we can go on court. So, for example, the day with no match, we usually do two sessions. Well, first of all, of course, breakfast at the hotel and then go to the courts and go to the gym. Usually we start with the gym. It's okay. Some physical training for, let's say, an hour, and then lunch, and then we wait for the practice on court. Yes.
Is this all in the Roland Garros, all in the same complex?
No, practice. In because mainly in at the Roland Garros stadium, there are matches.
Yeah. Obviously.
So even for warm-ups and practice, they have in here three more clubs, big clubs.
Okay.
So they distribute all this practice warm-up even on the other courts, yes. Mostly the other courts, yes.
Okay. Yeah. And then you practice in the afternoon, and then if you don't have a match, and then... You have to go back to the hotel, I guess, huh?
Yeah, we usually like today for sure. We're gonna practice at 4 in 2 hours, and then some physical recover, like massage or therapy or something, depends on what Marcelo needs. And usually we have dinner in here. We have dinner in here at the Chatrier, and then we go back to the hotel. Yes.
Okay. And the other thing that a lot of people and players are talking about is the, well, first of all, does it feel a bit strange? Is it all very strange? No people, no crowd. Also, it's sort of very cold conditions. There is players complaining that the ball is very heavy. And it doesn't bounce. What do you think? Yeah. What is that all true?
Yeah. Well, yes. I mean, first of all, with no crowd, with no public, it's unusual.
Yeah.
I think lately the players are kind of used to that because they're already few months they play in these conditions. But it's really strange, you know. You make a good point. You do a big effort and then no crowd clapping. I mean, players, they love that. And I think this is something players are really missing a lot.
Okay.
Well, cold, yes. Well, usually French Open, they play on end of May and June. And usually it's you can find a really hot day. But in here... especially these days here in end of September, today is October 1st, it's pretty cold. We have around 13, 14, 16 degrees at most. The first day of matches, I think was Sunday or Monday, was, wow, at 9 p.m. they were playing matches with light rain and foggy. It was a strange situation, yeah. And of course, with this situation, balls are getting so heavy, wet and heavy. I mean, the courts are wet, the courts are heavy, and the balls, they do the same.
Okay.
Balls are different from the bubble that they used to play, but I think they're pretty tough in the beginning, just a few minutes, and then they start like exploding. They get really heavy. They get really heavy.
Really? Okay, so people, it's, that's what we get also on TV and the comments that you can kind of see there are certain players that are, seem to be adapting better and hitting through the court. Like Wawrinka seems to be doing very well, or Sinner, etc. Have you had the chance to watch any matches? Any matches?
Oh yeah, of course. That's this is come the best part, I think. I mean, with no crowd, we are allowed, players and coaches, we are allowed to go on every court. Because usually on the center court, on the Châtelier, you cannot go if you don't have a box tickets, you know. But now with this situation, with no crowd, I mean, we jump in every second. I mean, we have maybe lunch or dinner, and then there is a tight match, and we always say with Marcelo, let's jump in for 10 minutes.
So you've got to see, you get to see a lot of tennis where other times maybe you couldn't.
Exactly.
And who have you seen that has really impressed you, or who did you really want to watch?
Well, usually I go to watch matches of Dominic Thiem, because, you know, I don't know if you remember, as I told you last time, we often a lot with Dominic, because Dominic's coach, Nicolas Massou, is a guy that I used to coach
yes.
a few years ago. So we are in good relationship. We stay every time together, even outside the court in here. So I often go to see their match. But then, of course, it's interesting to see the top players. We went to see Rafa, we went to see Djokovic the other day. Yesterday night on a tight match, we went to see Zverev. So it was good. It was a good,
nice.
Good fun.
Nice. And what do you think of Thiem? I mean, obviously, he won the US Open, which is amazing. I think he has a very good chance, I don't want to say, but with these conditions, he also said he likes them. But having said that, he has a very, very tough draw. I see he has to play Casper Ruud, then maybe Wawrinka, and then there is Nadal in the semi. So it's a very, very tough route. What do you think? Do you think he has a good chance?
I mean, of course, he's one of the top three players after Djokovic and Nadal, the candidate to win this Grand Slam might be Dominic. I see him yesterday playing with Jack Sock. It was a good match. On the third set, he complicated himself a little bit. But I think these conditions, he likes this condition, you know, heavy courts, like running, working on the point. I think they can be a good condition, you know.
Okay.
But in here, you know, Rafa is Rafa. I mean, winning 12 times in here.
Yeah.
There is a why, and Djokovic, of course, you know, Djokovic is a dog. He's a dog to beat.
Yeah. It will be very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah. Anyone else that you think will do very well? Sorry, Yari, can you maybe just? Yeah. I don't know if it's your volume or if you can maybe talk closer. I'm not sure, but I hear you a bit far. But is there anyone else that you think has impressed you, or you think might do very well?
You hear me well, better now?
A little bit better, yes. Thanks, Yari. Thank you.
Because in here we are not allowed to take out the mask, so maybe it's that, the face mask. Maybe it's that.
Probably is that. Okay, well, keep your mask on.
Well, impress me. I don't know. I didn't see like a big player like coming in this
Grand Slam.
Not at all. There are few young players. Like now there is this guy from Australia, Polmans, he's played Garin. There are these young guys that are coming in, big fighters. But seriously, no. Seriously, I didn't see. I saw really good Sinner was solid. Yeah. He played two solid matches. Yeah.
What do you think? Do you think, I mean, obviously you're Italian. Do you think, I think Italians are doing very well. Also Cecchinato, a very long time that he didn't win, I think, one round. But he seems to be playing better, and Sinner and Berrettini, they seem to be doing quite well. And also yesterday, what's his name? Travaglia had a very good win.
Travaglia. Yes, he had a good win. Yeah, they're playing good. Even Giustino, he won a second longest match in the history of Roland Garros. Was a really long match. In 2 days, it was a good one. No, they're doing good. They're doing good, and I'm happy. I'm happy on that, of course. I'm Italian, and of course, I know many of the coaches back in the days. So I really appreciate that. I really enjoy, and I'm really happy that Italian movement is doing well. Yes, of course.
And the women, do you follow or not as much?
No, I have to say, not that much.
Not that much. I
went to see Azarenka, but didn't like Serena withdraw. I don't know what happened, because the other day she was warming up beside our court, but then I didn't know after 2 hours she withdraw. I didn't know what happened, but she was there like warming up. Maybe she had a problem.
She said the Achilles heel was a problem.
Yeah. I heard that, but. No, I have to say, not at all. I don't really follow women. Don't really follow
women. Okay. And Marcelo and Nomara, they're doing well. First match good, and they're feeling good.
Yeah, they're doing well. Building confidence there, and try to do what we can to keep this energy up.
Yeah.
And that's our job in here for me and Johnny's coach, Toby Smith, yes, from England. I might introduce you with Toby, such a nice guy, such a great coach. He's the brother of the Great Britain Davis Cup team captain. So I told him about you, and he said, well, yes, whenever you guys say.
You're saying, Gary, I have had enough of Gianluca, so now I find someone else to.
No, Gianluca, never. No. I really enjoy to talk with you.
But that would be great. It's nice. I always just like talking.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. And in general, are you enjoying the experience there in Paris? Are you enjoying yourself?
Oh, yes, for sure, Gianluca, because I can keep like improving myself as a coach, watching other coaches, what they do with top players. That's really interesting, and it's a really nice place to be, even with this COVID situation around the world, having us allowed to do what we like, what we love to do.
Yeah,
I think it's a blessing. So I'm really happy, and I'm really enjoying. Yes, I have to say
that. Okay. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Thanks, Yari.
No problem.
Maybe a final question.
Yeah.
Since all the players are together in one or two hotels at night, does everyone behave? Or is there some people who are like running around or?
No, well, I mean, they're
being naughty or doing parties. No.
A big party, it's like a glass of wine. That's the most. The other day, well, Nishioka, the Japanese guy, the other day was getting so loud, playing Barilla soccer, the table soccer. Calcetto, you remember?
It
was so loud. It was so loud with his friends. It was so loud, but that's the only thing.
Okay. All right. But in the hotel, is there also things that you can do, like entertainment, like watch? Not really.
We have a big screen to watch maybe some soccer or something, but no.
Nothing else.
Like pool, maybe pool, but it's we spend a long day in here, so everybody, as soon as we get to the hotel, shower and we like crash.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, Yari. Look, thank you very much. It was just to get an idea of, and it's really nice to have somebody right there who can tell us what's going on and to give us a feel of what's happening. And yeah, maybe I hope you will stay there as long as possible, which
I really
means
hope
that
so.
Your player is doing very well.
I hope so. I really hope so. Let's see on let's see tomorrow what's going on with the other match, and I'll let you know soon.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Yari.
Okay, Gianluca. Have a nice day. It was a pleasure talking to you guys all.
Thanks. Thanks. Good luck and ciao.
Bye. Bye. Thank you. Bye, Gianluca. Ciao. Bye.